You're listening to Vatican Radio. As the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission continues its work in Durban, South Africa this week, the head of Rome's Anglican Centre says he expects significant progress at the 10-day meeting. Archbishop David Moxon, who serves as the Anglican co-chair of the ARCHIC 3 talks, also told us that new collaboration in mission has brought the dialogue to the verge of something quite new, which will bear real fruit. The theme for this fourth session of the current ARCHIC talks is to explore the Church as communion, local and universal, and how together they come to discern correct ethical teaching. Just before his departure for Durban, Archbishop Moxon sat down to talk about the goals of the meeting and about his own hopes for the future of Anglican-Catholic relations.
I'm hoping we'll design the shape of our report, which we're halfway towards completing. The report will be about three things. What do we have in common and why do we hold the things in common that we do? What are we actually working on where we haven't got complete agreement but can see the potential for agreement? And lastly, where do we disagree and cannot see how we would get agreement? And on all three levels, what we do agree on, what we might agree on, what we can't agree on, I think we will make significant progress. But alongside that, we will also be looking at receptive ecumenism, which is a method of approaching each other as different churches and communions around the world in collaboration and in mutual learning and mutual support. That's more a method than a content. But I'm expecting that the report will have a second part focusing on receptive ecumenism. There's already many examples in Rome here. For example, the modern slavery human trafficking joint endeavour is precisely a receptive ecumenism methodology.
You say you're halfway towards this report. When can we expect this to be finished?
I would think it's another 3 or 4 years away. I would think that at the end of it, it'll be a sort of document that not only ecumenists are interested in. I hope it will be a document where people can look inside and see, say, a shared theology of work, a shared theology of the way we make ethical decisions, a shared theology on joint mission. And they will find it as a kind of manual or a prompt even for mutual collaboration on the ground at home.
You're meeting for the first time in Africa, aren't you? Why this particular choice of location?
We try to meet around the world in different places to cover the world, as it were. And we haven't met in Africa before. We were in Hong Kong, we were in South America, we've been in Italy, and it seemed right to go to Africa this time, and we were offered a generous hospitality in the Durban area.
You're talking about your hopes for significant progress, and yet you may have heard a former Archbishop of Canterbury saying recently that the ARCHIC talks really seem quite irrelevant to many people, that they haven't produced much fruit over the past 40 years. What's your response to that?
Well, I think that's a challenge to us that we should take seriously. I would answer from within ARCHIC that a great deal of fruit has been born, and in fact, there's a new network restarted called IARCUM, the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission on Unity and Mission, which is precisely set up to advertise, promote and educate people into what has been achieved. They're looking at DVDs, the website's up and running. Anyone around the world can now go in and have a look at what has been agreed and achieved. And that is 80% agreement on core doctrine, which no one out in the street would normally think had been accomplished. We have an agreement on the Eucharist. We have an agreement on baptism. We have an agreement on the priesthood, essentially. We have an agreement on church's communion. Those are things that didn't exist 30 years ago. We can co-preside at each other's weddings. We can share ecumenical liturgies of the word, Ash Wednesday liturgies. Impossible 40 years ago. So God walks through history a decade at a stride. You can't measure this by a year at a time. But I would also say that we're on the verge, we're on the cusp of something quite new, which will bear real fruit, and that is joint collaboration in mission. I think mission will start to drive ecumenism. Joint projects on justice, development, evangelization will start to be more and more evident, more and more encouraged. And as I said, a classic new one is this global joint agreement on modern slavery, human trafficking, as a crime against humanity, which the Anglican and Catholic churches have helped to broker just recently in the Global Freedom Network.
Certainly, both Pope Francis and Archbishop Welby seem to be pioneering this focus, if you like, on practical mission initiatives. Is this changing the way your theological talks are taking shape, would you say?
I would say so. And the keynote address on this is the Pope's speech, or homily, at St. Paul's Outside the Walls in January during the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. He said, "We must walk together now as if unity was a reality. It's not walking towards unity as a goal over the horizon. We walk in a spirit of unity now. We have, as I said earlier, unity over our common baptism. And that's a huge degree of communion, a spirituality, a communion of baptism. Walking together in our baptismal identity, baptismal partnership, means that we can achieve a great deal now. And he was saying to us, live and speak and act as if this was possible now. And I think that's opened the door to a whole new way of understanding. We're not out of communion with each other in basic terms of baptism. We're not out of communion with each other in basic terms on justice or righteousness or mission or compassion. And that's huge. We are out of communion with each other over the Eucharist. But there are degrees of communion that are increasing.
We have, however, seen in the Church of England recent steps towards the ordination of women bishops. We've just seen a recent celebration of 20 years of women priests. In some sense, people would say the differences are deepening, hardening even.
I think the differences are clear, but they're not stopping us from collaboration. The Global Freedom Network was created just 2 months ago in the reality and light of imminent ordinations of women to the episcopate in England. There have been women bishops in the Anglican Communion for over 30 years. That didn't stop the Global Freedom Network, and it won't stop us across the world with joint city missions and interdependence with receptive ecumenism. We agree to disagree on that matter.
We are hoping to see the Archbishop of Canterbury here in Rome quite soon, following the Archic meeting. What hopes do you have ahead of that encounter?
Well, I'm very excited about that. The first meeting in July last year was hugely helpful. They connected immediately. They clicked straight away. You got that sense of a spark. I was there, I saw it, of two people who genuinely enjoyed each other's company. We're on the same page when it comes to pastoralia, evangelization, the needs of the world, a priority for the poor, being frank, living simply, being transparent, being vulnerable, speaking the truth in love. Immediate rapport, immediate synergy. And I think that'll be developed to a greater degree this time in June. I think that they will talk about the way in which we can collaborate on the ground more and more.
My thanks there to Archbishop David Moxon, Director of Rome's Anglican Centre and co-chair of the Archic 3 talks taking place in Durban, South Africa.